You are listening to the audio production of Triumphing Over Sinful Fear by John Flavel, edited by J. Stephen Yule, and part of the Puritan Treasures for Today series. This book is published by One Audiobooks, originally published by Reformation Heritage Books, and read by Jonathan St. John. Preface. Years ago, my wife and I had the opportunity to visit Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. On the spur of the moment, we decided to go kayaking. Our guide organized a breakfast for us on the banks of the beautiful Zambezi River. He then provided a brief training session, followed by a stern warning. "This is a wild river. You'll have no problem with the crocodiles as long as you remain in your kayak. But the hippos are another matter entirely. If they feel threatened by you, they'll strike from below." He proceeded to snap a twig and announced, with what I think was a twinkle in his eye, "A hippo will vaporize your kayak." I was ready to back out, but the peer pressure was too great, and so we proceeded on our kayaking adventure. It was delightful until near the end of the trip, when we entered a narrow stretch in the river. Suddenly, four sets of eyes appeared on the surface of the water. According to John Flavel, what I experienced at that moment is known as natural fear. The trouble or perturbation of mind from the comprehension of approaching evil or impending danger. For Flavel, such fear is an essential part of human nature, a key to survival, because we fear what threatens us, and in response, we avoid what we fear. That definition is simple enough, but Flavel does not stop there. He proceeds to explain that natural fear can quickly turn into sinful fear. That happens when fear springs from unbelief and an unworthy distrust of God. In other words, natural fear becomes sinful fear when we fail to trust God's promises in the face of danger. Now, in speaking of danger, Flavel is not primarily concerned with hippos, although I am sure it applies on some level, but people, wicked people. He knows that Christians experience persecution, and he knows that they are tempted to distrust God, thereby succumbing to sinful fear when the suffering associated with persecution looms large. Such temptation is not a matter of mere conjecture for Flavel. On the contrary, he writes from experience. In 1662, in England, Parliament passed an Act of Uniformity, requiring ministers who had not received episcopal ordination to be reordained. It also required ministers to declare their consent to the entire Book of Common Prayer and their rejection of the Solemn League and Covenant. The Church of England ejected those ministers, including Flavel, who refused to conform. They became known as dissenters or nonconformists. After his ejection from public ministry in the town of Dartmouth, Flavel continued to meet secretly with his former church members in order to preach the scriptures and administer the sacraments. But when the Oxford Act prohibited all nonconformist ministers from living within 5 miles of towns that sent representatives to Parliament, Flavel was forced to move to a different village. His people still ventured to hear him preach in private homes or wooded areas, and he slipped regularly into Dartmouth to visit them. In 1687, the authorities finally permitted Flavel to resume preaching in public. He enjoyed this liberty until his death, 4 years later, at age 64. This brief account of Flavel's ministry demonstrates that he was well acquainted with persecution. He knew firsthand the ever-present danger of losing sight of God's promises and succumbing to sinful fear in the midst of suffering. In this book, Flavel handles this vital subject. He begins by examining the types and uses of fear in general. He then turns to sinful fear in particular, expounding its causes, effects, and remedies. In his chapter on remedies, he gives 12 rules for dealing with sinful fear. Interestingly, he states that the first 11 are reducible to the last. Exalt the fear of God in your hearts, and let it gain the ascendant over all your other fears. In other words, the best cure for sinful fear is the fear of God. Regrettably, many modern readers grow perplexed at the mere mention of the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?